33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. As we've been reporting today, the ban on the use of tap water in Corpus Christi has been lifted, the source of the contamination linked to a nearby asphalt plant. But having this information is a bit of cold comfort for those who live in and around the city because, well, as the Corpus Christi Caller Times and others have reported, there have been four water quality advisories in the city in the past 2 years alone. And now there's precious little confidence in the safety of the city's water supply if there was before. But the sparkling city by the sea, as it calls itself, is far from the only one in Texas with water woes. And Perry Fowler knows this all too well. He's the executive director of the Texas Water Infrastructure Network, which is a trade association of contractors who work on water systems statewide. Perry, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
This obviously isn't the first issue Corpus has had with its water. Why do some cities have so many problems with their water while others seem okay?
Well, I think that the main issue is that you have deferred maintenance and infrastructure that's aging all across the state, and some of our communities, particularly older and larger ones, have significant needs. Corpus is one of those. You know, these problems that they're having are largely due to old pipes, to connections, to treatment facilities that need to be upgraded, and that's an issue that large metropolitan and small cities across the state are facing all the time. You know, basically the lifespan on the pipe that you have underground, which is typically, you know, iron and steel, is probably about 50 to 60 years. Uh-huh. And you have deferred maintenance and you have large, you know, pressures on these communities to go in and fix these things. And it's hard to keep up sometimes, especially with, you know, rocketing growth that these systems were not designed to accommodate.
If you're a citizen of a place where water quality is consistently poor, you have one of these consent decrees out there, who do you voice those concerns to? The county, the state? Aren't your hands, in a sense, kind of tied by the bureaucracy and by the continued decision to defer action on some of these projects?
Well, I mean, they can be very political. I mean, getting a project approved by a city council can be daunting in and of itself. The Texas legislature is particularly receptive to water issues. They've been very focused on these, particularly the last three sessions. But you need to talk to your councilman. You need to talk to your legislator.
But you know, you talk about going to your lawmakers. Just a few years ago, Texans voted to allocate something like, what, $2 billion for water infrastructure projects. Where's that money going?
Well, it's getting out to those projects, and actually, you know, that $2 billion is kind of a capitalization fund, which is supposed to provide for about $27 billion over a 50-year period. So, you know, the state actually has a very robust funding program. It's got pretty intricate planning systems involved. But if you think of all the planning that it takes just to get permits and design done, mm-hmm. by the time you get to construction, where our folks get in there, you know, you may be 5 years down the road before you're even working on your project, and some take much longer than that to get planned and executed.
But you look at a situation like what they have in Corpus Christi, and to a lot of people, this was no surprise that there would be contamination because it's something that's been talked about quite a lot there. Some people are shaking their heads and saying, where's a bottleneck? Where is that log jam that's keeping these projects from moving forward? You mentioned it's political, but what does that mean?
Well, these projects are local projects. The water facilities and, you know, water authorities across the state are run by municipal authorities, run by regional water authorities. Consider the expense of a water treatment plant or pipe. I mean, you're looking at potentially $20 to $50 million. In some instances, in large municipalities, you have $500 million, billion-dollar water infrastructure projects that you have to undertake. And if you don't have those funds readily available, you have to go out and get bonds. You know, a lot of communities across the state have used their water systems as a piggy bank for years. And, you know, this is our front line against death and disease. It's extremely important stuff. So it's extremely difficult. And, you know, Corpus knows what their needs are. Most cities across the state understand the scope and depth of their needs, but they're not going to be able to go out and make these investments until they have the financing in place.
From the sound of it, we're going to be looking at similar situations in coming years, unless there's some radical turnaround in attitudes about crumbling infrastructure, water infrastructure.
Well, the water plan says that we've got over $50 billion worth of water needs. This is just for drinking water projects alone here in the state over 50 years. That doesn't account for flood water. That doesn't account for all these other small projects that are out there. So you're looking at hundreds of billions of dollars of infrastructure. You're looking at a paltry sum coming out of the state, which is better than nothing, but it's about $1.5 billion a year. The overall needs that are out there are much more significant than that. Unfortunately, water infrastructure has always been ignored. It's never been the first thing to be taken care of, and people don't see these pipes. They don't see them corroding. They don't see their water plants. They just expect the tap to come on and for everything to be okay. And when it doesn't, people start getting sick.
Perry Fowler is the executive director of the Texas Water Infrastructure Network. Mr. Fowler, thanks for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you, sir. I hope you have a good day.